Wow! Just a perfect day, drinking Baileys in the park, and then later when it gets dark we go home.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, Olivia and I are talking about Jamaica today, so if you guys are just joining us, you're going to have to go to our website and listen to the whole show again at travelbagswithanita.com, because we have the show there, because there's so much great information. If people miss some of it, Olivia, I want them to hear it all.
Yeah, I can't expect everyone to take notes while they're listening to the radio.
Exactly. You can go back with a paper and pen and just jot down some of these great things to do when you're in Jamaica. But also, too, you know, check out that Appleton tour. And, of course, go and see if you can find the Jolly Boys, because this Mento music, I think, is going to have everyone wanting to find them in Port Antonio.
Right, and go see them perform, because right now they're the house band at the GGM Hotel.
That is absolutely right. But you know something else about the GGM Hotel is that is where a lot of well-known artists go. Alicia Keys has recorded there. You know, Snoop Dogg has recorded there. A lot of artists that we know have actually gone to Jamaica, to Port Antonio, and recorded at GGM Studios. And I had a chance to go into the studio and sit in one of the chairs and kind of pretend that I knew what I was doing with working
the board. You laid some tracks down?
In my pretend world, I did. But, you know, now this interview that I had was with Arbol Menat, who is the lead singer. But also, too, one of the original members was there, too. And that was Derek Jenny Henry. And it was really fun to talk to him and just hear his story about how he has been with the band and playing Mento music since he was a very, very young guy. And then there was also Larry that joined us, too, as part of the interview. Now, you know, it's great fun to, you know, to hear this music. But I want everyone to wait to the end of the segment, because we're going to play a little bit of their songs that they played for me, especially for me. At least I like to think it was especially for me when I was there interviewing them. So we'll play that at the end of the segment. But for right now, let's go back and hear a little bit more of the interview that I had with the Jolly Boys.
I love Mento. It's an African feeling. Like you want to rock, you know. I love it.
Well, it definitely feels as though it comes from our African heritage. I mean, so many of the beats and so many of the rhythms of it just remind me of the music that you hear in Africa, that you still hear in Africa. And I like to think of it as kind of keeping our connection, keeping our roots to Africa.
You see, you were talking about Mento and grandparents and grandmothers and grandfathers. If you look back. Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and all those great singers, their grandparents used to dance Mento, you know? Because that's where it's coming from. They are the roots. You know, we are just the branch. So that's where it's all coming from. So don't, it's not just coming from us here, the branch. It's coming from Bob Marley, grandmother, Peter Tosh, grandmother, Nat King Cole, grandmother, and all those, you know? Coming from way back in Africa. So, but the Mento in Jamaica is that we do it a little different from the other part of world, the way the Jamaican people does it, because they are so unique. We are such a unique people in our doings, you know. So we make the Mento right now. We are taking it out, teaching young people. We want that, and that's what we want to keep on to doing, teaching the young people where it's coming from, a way back, so they could understand that there were people way back who used to, indigenous people, play this kind of music and dance to it and eat curry goat and drink and enjoy themselves with this kind of music.
Exactly. Now, is there any point, though, that you can look back in your life and you can say that that's when you fell in love with Mento music? Or it sounds like I'm hearing that really there was no one point, that it was just from birth to hearing it with your parents and grandparents and hearing it maybe with the workers, as you mentioned, coming from the cane fields, that it's just always been a part of your life. Or do either of you have a point that you can remember when you kind of thought, this is what I want to do, Mento music?
Yes, when I get to that point, it was when the Europeans started to come to Jamaica and they need entertainment, you know, the banana boats, and they used to come to Port Antonio. You could see that they need entertainment, and when you if you say hello mom, how are you today, she said you're singing. the way you say it, you know. So it kind of push you on to sing a couple of the Jamaican songs, because they used to, the European, they used to love to hear Highland in the Sun, Jamaica Farewell, Yellow Bird, you know, and the Banana Boat song, Day-O, sing by Arabella Fonte way back there. They love to hear those songs. So we graduate and keep those songs in our head so we could sing it back to those people. So it's a European cause us to stay there and entertain them with those people, because they loved it and they still loved it.
They still love it today. Yeah. So Johnny, same thing for you?
Same thing for me. You know, it was the English people when they used the Cat Banana. You play those songs that keep people happy, you know, so the same thing for me.
Mm-hmm. And Larry, what about you? Is there one point where you kind of said, this is what I want to do with my life? You say you were 26 when you started playing.
21.
Oh, 21. Okay, so 21 when you started. So you've been playing now for 56 years now, right? If I'm doing my math correct. So was there any one point, or just at 21 you ventured out?
Yes, because tourists started to come to Jamaica, and away from just using it as a pastime, there was employment for it. So then, that's when I get into it, when there was employment, you know. I'm still in it because of employment. Yeah.
So the interest kind of starts with, because you're interested and you grew up hearing it, but certainly it becomes a job. Yeah. And I don't think there's anything better than being able to do something that you love and make money with it.
Yeah.
That's absolutely the best. That's absolutely. So how can we describe it then as being different from calypso, reggae? I know you said that it kind of, those branched out from Minto, but how are they different?
Because you take away a couple of the cards from the Minto and use it to play reggae and the blues, and not now. You get reggae. You could be playing just one card on a guitar, and so now someone would do say a meditation. I say, you know, sing a song in just one card in the Minto. You have to play 1, 2, 3, 4 cards in different style, you know, and the timing, the back and the forth, you know, and the way you built your song. So that's where the difference come in. And if you remember way back, there was no instrument. No, to help you, electric instrument to help you. People have to use their vocal back and forth with a guitar, because it's one of the earliest instruments, you know, the guitar, the 6 strings and the banjo. That helped people a lot. So the difference is just the card, the changing of the style in the music, and the electric music come in now and build it up so high, you know, so it take away all that. But we decided to stay right here with our little local Minto to entertain.
You know, that was one of my dreams, was to meet the Jolly Boys. And when I got the okay that I could come and meet them and talk with them, I tell you, that was one of the highlights for me in going to Jamaica. I just really, really enjoyed that. I'll put a picture of myself with the Jolly Boys. I am definitely the one with that huge, gigantic smile that it's just, oh, I can't believe I'm there with them.
Well, I feel like every trip to Jamaica is a great trip, but it sounds like you had an enchanting dream come true when you meet Nemo the Dolphin. You get a kiss from Nemo the Dolphin, and you get to meet the Jolly Boys, and they perform for you.
They perform for me, and we're going to play that, you know, as the segment goes out. I mean, it was just really a fantastic, fantastic day. They just gotten back from Hong Kong performing there, so they were a little tired, but you couldn't tell. I mean, they were just very energetic. I want to be that energetic, you know, as I, you know, move through my career. It was great, great fun. But now, again, let's let people know how they can, you know, they can listen. They can go to travelbagswithanita.com on the internet, as well as Facebook. They can find us there at Travel Bags with Anita, and as well as Instagram. You know, if you guys have some pictures of your trips to Jamaica, we'd love to see them. You know, post them on our Facebook page. And on Instagram, it's Anita and Friends, as well as Twitter. So follow us in all these spots and just let us know what trips you guys are taking, and certainly if you're going to Jamaica. So thank you for listening today, and we hope you have enjoyed the show, and I hope you enjoy the Jolly Boys as we go out today. See you next time. Bye-bye.
when you walk all night. All I think around. Daylight comes and I wanna go home. Pop banana till the morning come. Daylight comes and I wanna go home. Tell me to tell it and you tell me banana.
Daylight comes and I wanna go home.
Tell me to tell it and you tell me banana.
Daylight comes and I wanna go home.
A six and a seven and a eight and bunch.
Daylight comes and I wanna go home.
A six and seven and a eight and bunch.